One guy's a bull in the China shop, and the other one is a Swiss watchmaker.
Yep. It gets interesting.
Yes, yes it does.
Nowadays, with the general surgeon doing a lot of work laparoscopically, so they don't make these giant incisions, they're starting to get a taste of what it's like to work in confined spaces.
Yes, confined space work. So I guess they all have to be confined space certified.
Yeah, we've been doing that for years. They have the advantage when they work in the confined spaces, the patient's asleep.
Yes, you have to deal with the halitosis and the moving tongue.
Yes, the moving tongue is our biggest headache, and the gag reflex and all those other little goodies.
Let's not forget projectile vomiting.
Yes, we don't ask our patients to come in with an empty stomach.
You don't want them aspirating all over your chair.
No, I don't want them aspirating at all. I definitely don't want them regurgitating over my chair.
Spray coming off of the vehicles is very annoying.
Yeah, I gotta put my windshield wipers on every couple of minutes. I'm actually thinking of putting it into the intermittent mode instead of just pushing the button every once in a while.
No, the toilet odor has intermittent, but it's a non-adjustable period. It's whatever they chose, and it's a little bit too quick for the spray, so you get the rattling of the wipers because there's not enough moisture on the
windshield for lubrication. Yeah, I've got the adjustable interval.
Well, back in 1989, I guess they didn't think that the adjustable delay was necessary.
You mean the four-laner, or have you passed it already?
Way past it. Way past it. Where am I? Dr. Jekyll and New Hyde Park Road.
Now that I know you're in the toilet odor, I understand why your audio sounds different.
Yes. I even threw the 220 radio back in here. So Steve would have somebody to talk to on 220.
I never picked up that equipment.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I got several emails from Joel, K2QVV. He wants to talk to me on the telephone. I told him, I said, Joel, I don't give out my number. What do you want to ask me? He's refused to reply to my emails.
I have absolutely no idea.
And we were having a discussion, I think, on Friday afternoon. I was coming home from work. And he was talking about trying to figure out how to get a spotlight to shine the 150 feet up his tower to illuminate his beam, because the device that he had that told him where the beam was pointed had malfunctioned or broken or something like that, and he was using an old video camera and a spotlight and some other nonsense to be able to visually see where the beam was pointing. So everybody's going on and on about elaborate things. He's, you know, talking about all this other stuff and LEDs and this and that. And I said to him, I said, why don't you just go get an old field beam headlight? And it was like I was speaking some foreign language to this guy. He didn't understand what a sealed beam headlight was.
I get an easier one. Why does he just fix the indicator? apparently it involves climbing up and down the tower several times, and I guess he's not a young man anymore, or it's getting cold and wet and rainy, and he doesn't want to do it. So this is kind of a jury-rigged fix until, I guess, the warmer weather comes, and then he'll fix it. Or maybe there's a part that he needs to fabricate, manufacture, or whatever for this thing. From what I was getting, it's some kind of a chain-driven indicator of some type. He adjusted the chain, and then a couple of days later, the chain broke. So apparently there's some other thing going on there, but whatever it is, it is. So I guess he wanted to talk to me about the field beam headlights, because I said, remember back in the old days, because I know he's at least my age, if not a little older. I said, you know, used to have headlights in cars, and, you know, they were sealed, and they had metal prongs on the back, and you just plug the connector into them.
Yeah, even if he wanted to get a newer one, you can get a headlamp.
Well, being a ham, he wants to do it on the cheap, because he doesn't want to spend, you know, $100 on an LED spotlight, and apparently they don't make narrow spotlight bulbs like they used to in outdoor weatherproof packaging. All they make is these fluorescent packages, and those are all white floodlights, and because the light needs to travel 140 feet in a concentrated beam to get to light up the antenna, I guess he doesn't want to light up the whole yard, he just wants to light up the antenna, he needs some type of a projector spot. So, I don't know, it was this conversation, it was just a big time waster, but, you know, driving, looking for something to talk about, so that was the topic of conversation. So he started sending me these emails like he wanted to talk to me and confided me with something, and I'm like, well, what do you want? But he's not willing to put it in writing.
Are all your telephone numbers unlisted?
That is correct. Every single last one of them. He had a question asked me. He went through the whole process of emailing me twice, if not three times. Why not just ask me the question?
Well, I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm sure I have an idea. But, you know what? It is what it is. Someone goes to the trouble asking you for your phone number. It's something that they want to do that they don't want to have a record of.
As I said, I have no idea what his motive really is. I don't know him well enough.
Locomotive.
So, anything else new and exciting in the world as far as you're concerned?
Next, we picked up a new toaster oven for the kitchen. And to PPM Mobile, by the way. The old toaster oven, convection oven, blah, 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 whatever it was doing some very strange things. I forgot whose it was. It might have been I don't know whose model it was, but it had this little digital display on it and all these buttons that you would push for whatever the function was that you wanted to set the oven to. And for some strange reason or another, you'd like make toast or whatever, you know, cook up, you set it for bagel, you know, and it would do it, and then it would shut off when it was all done, and then 2 or 3 minutes later, it would turn itself back on.
That's not good. It sounds like your minor kitchen appliances have a conspiracy against you. That's the second one in a month that's gone south on you.
Yeah. So, we used to, well, actually, this was the first one to act up. It's been doing this for a while. I thought maybe the control buttons might have had some dirt or something stuck in them, and that was causing it to think that someone had pushed a button, because it's
just acting up. So we used to just unplug it. When you're all done making your toast or whatever, it was no big deal. Just unplug it. I got tired of unplugging it. So I'll probably bring it to work so that maybe it'll turn itself back on and, you know, burn down the shanty or something like that. And we went out and bought a new toaster oven on sale at Kohl's yesterday. So that was my big, exciting, whatever you want to call it, purchase for the weekend.
Did you ever get past the Cuisinart warranty desk to talk to someone about actually getting the warranty service?
Don't perform warranty service on anything. They'll just replace it. And they told me that, according to my serial number, it was out of warranty. But I could bring it to an appliance repair place and probably get it fixed. I said, well, how about I just purchase the part that I need from you and I repair it myself? Oh, we don't sell parts. I said, so what do you sell? Well, we sell new coffee makers. I went, you know what? Thank you very much. I found a supplier of factory refurbished units. I got one for less than half the price of a brand new one. And it's been performing flawlessly now for almost 2 weeks.
Okay. According to what I saw on the weather forecast, this rain was supposed to be going the other direction. We were in for the severe weather and the city was clearing. As soon as I crossed the line, the rain came.
Just a couple of little showers. This is nothing compared to what was going on at 3 o'clock in the morning, which actually woke me up. This is nothing. And if you had looked at any of the radar images at quarter after 5, major stuff was all the way out by Riverhead, a couple little minor things up around towards Salonga, Huntington, stuff like that, and then down south Jersey. But what's going on now is just a little bit of a drizzle compared to what was going on earlier.
I got an email from one of my students last night saying that all the flights out of Chicago have been grounded until late in the evening. He doesn't know if he's going to get back to New York in time to get to school today. He was there at a conference representing the school.
Yeah, Illinois got hit pretty hard, as well as a whole bunch of other states. You see all of that stuff on the news?
Yep. Some of those tornadoes cut a path that was unbelievably wide.
Sid, Mother Nature is angry at us. She wants us wiped off the face of the earth.
What have we done to her recently?
Haven't we done to her recently?
She's acting as if we forgot her anniversary.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's the way your woman acts when you don't remember her anniversary.
Wouldn't know, never forgot.
Too scared to forget?
No, it's not a matter of being scared. It's a matter of, it's my anniversary too. And there is a reason to celebrate the loveliness known as marriage.
Right, that's your story and you're sticking to it.
Yep.
What were you all dressed up for in your tuxedo this weekend?
The 60th anniversary of my Jewish center, they had a jubilee, as they call it.
Isn't that those little candies that you used to get in a box?
I think you're talking about jujubes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had a thing on Friday night. It was the 18-month anniversary of She Who Must Be Obeyed's bat mitzvah. So they had a special little thing for her and her other cohorts in crime at the temple on Friday night.
Yeah, well, since it's the Diamond Jubilee year for the shul, they're making it into a lot of reasons to have some minor, some major fundraisers. And it was a whole weekend. And since I was visible and I'm a past officer of the shul, I ended up going to 2 out of the 3 functions this weekend. I just couldn't do the whole weekend.
Like a Boy Scout Jamboree weekend.
Well, they started Friday night with a Shabbat dinner, which was very nicely attended, followed by services and the honorees at the services, and we all got recognized with the past presidents of the three arms, Congregation, Men's Club, and Sisterhood. So I was one of the honorees as a past president. And then Saturday morning, and I decided to skip that one, the honorees and services and the Oneg were long-time members of the Board of Trustees. And then Saturday night was the Black Tie Affair. And then Sunday morning, this one I slept all the way through because I didn't get up until about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. That was a siyum. We did a collective studying of the Mishnah. And then after that, you have an excuse to eat. Jews don't need an excuse to eat, but we come up with them. And Jews, Eddie P. here. During the services, the entertainment part of the services Friday night, the rabbi was asking questions of the past presidents. And one of the questions that he asked, looking back on things, what would you have done differently? And when I answered, I said, not answer the phone when I was being called by the chairman of the nominating committee.
Steve? I'm sorry, I was just wiping my nose off from spitting the coffee through after that hilarious, hilarious flip in return. Anyway, I hope everybody had a decent weekend. I saw ZZ Top on Saturday night. That was fun.
Noticed your postings. That's pretty cool. Hope you had a good time at the Paramount. It was definitely looked like fun. Although all I saw was your check-in. I didn't see any, you know, other images being sent out by you on either the book or the Instagram or anywhere else. So what's up with that?
Yeah, I wasn't exactly in a good vantage point. I tried, but nothing worth posting. It was too dark and too dank and too many heads. So I elected to do what we used to do before we had phones that took pictures, and that was just rock out.
See, years ago at the concerts, people used to take cigarette lighters and hold them in the air, waving them. Now they turn on the flash of their cell phone.
But I had my lighter.
Didn't have your app, the lighter app, the Zippo lighter app that just puts the image of a Zippo lighter up.
I saw some of those. That was pretty funny. You know, it's kind of goofy now. It's goofy. But it was fun. And they're going to be in their, like, mid to late 60s, but they can still rock out.
Is that a tough question?
Yeah, I wish we had Carmen Electra, you know, prancing around on the stage in a scantily clad outfit, but it was just them. It was cool. Anyway, I had fun. That's all that matters, and I know you're glad that I had fun, right, Gary?
Oh, I would have been crying if you didn't have fun.
Well, we're glad if you're glad. If you're glad, that you're glad.
Speaking of gladness, where's the Kramitage?
Probably shoveling hay for the horses.
Does he really think he's going to be able to do all 106 hours, 108 hours, whatever it is, of community service? That plus the large fine and the little woman not find out anything?
That's not only that, but he also thinks that he's going to scam away some of those hours by just being a good hard worker, and this guy's going to sign him off after he only does, you know, maybe 50 hours. He's going to sign him off for the whole 106.
Somehow, after what he got away with, I can believe he'll get it. He'll get that done.
Where'd everybody go?
EVH.
I heard someone come in through the eastern link. It sounded like QBH, but I'm not certain.
N2PBN, KC2WBH.
Come on, Chris. You don't want to talk to anybody else? You only want to talk to me?
Oh, Rich, I meant to tell you, you know who's calling you on Saturday? That Spring Valley guy.
talked to me desperately on the telephone. I told him, I don't give out my number. What do you want? And he refuses to answer me.
Pitch? I guess maybe he's been holding it under his hat. Who knows? Maybe he got off the fender.
What are you talking about?
Talking about Kramer.
I don't.
I wonder or if he had to fill his life in on what happened. Finding out where he is all these hours of the day.
He's just going to tell her he's got to work.
Yeah, I guess he can get away with that. Does work a lot of hours.
I'm at the tunnel, guys, so it's time for me to say 7-3 and choose that he'd be clear.
So it's me, Garrett. See you later.
I'm just trying to place the pack.
All right, Gary, take care. 73KC2WVH, Mobile.
Take care, Gary. Hey, Steve.
Yes?
How come you haven't answered me on the other band?
I have it turned down. I didn't know. Want to try it?
Sure, since I just pulled up anyway. Since the BBN is clear.
Three's Balky.
Listening. just over to New Jersey. How are you today?
Good morning, Dan. My name here is Neil. November at the Lima, and it's W2 November Delta Golf. And I'm just heading to my train station. Then we're on for more than 5 or 10 minutes here in the morning.
Copy most of that. I think you're on the way to the train station and something about the schedules and locations. So are you taking the train today?
Yeah, I'm guessing conditions are not optimal. Every morning on my way to the station, I used to be on here in the morning a lot more. I used to drive into Jamaica and take the subway, but I stopped doing that.
I hear you. Yeah, well, Jamaica's a rough neighborhood. I wouldn't want to drive into Jamaica. But, anyway, I'm on my way to New Jersey. I don't usually head out to New Jersey, but I'm going there for work. And they're having, like, a meeting, training thing going on today. I'll be staying overnight, which is inconvenient. But, hey, it's got to be done. Anyway, the question I wanted to ask is, do you know the easiest way to get to New Jersey from Long Island? Like, should I go the Cross Bronx, or should I stay in Queens and go to the Tri-Borough? Any opinion on that? Have you been out that way lately? Easy to LA?
I'll say the easiest way to get New Jersey from Long Island is to move there. But we'll pass that over. It depends on where you're going in New Jersey, first of all, and it depends on traffic.
Drops you back into the Cross Bronx right before the bridge.
So I do that quite a bit because that's usually a little better. But some mornings, neither of them are good. And if you're going far enough north, if you're going up to, like, you know, Ramsey, you know, that area, you know, if the Cross Bronx is really, really bad, sometimes it's worth it to look at going up the Bronx River and then going across the Tappan Zee and then down 17 from Suffern. I've done it, and there are occasions where it saves you half an hour or more. But, yeah, I would definitely get the traffic situation first.
And that makes perfect sense, because all those little roads, or big roads that go in between the Bronx and Queens and all that, they get filled up pretty quick. And I know from when I've come home from upstate, like you can come down to 65, 55 miles an hour, whatever, 70, no problem. And then all of a sudden you get near the DWB and it's like, oh my God, like 20, 10, standing still. But which app do you use on your cell phone? I don't really have a smartphone right now. Long story. But which app do you use for traffic that you find to be pretty good? AC2LA.
If I know where I'm going, I'll just use Google Maps. The traffic information is pretty good. You just enable traffic and it shows green, yellow, red. And when you zoom in, it even shows the smaller side streets. If it's someplace I'm not sure of, I haven't been before, or need some guidance, I use a navigation app called Waze, W-A-Z-E. And Waze gives you live updates. So it kind of monitors the traffic, and if it detects that you're going to have a problem, it'll offer to reroute you. So some of the other navigation apps do it too. Waze is crowdsourced and works quite well. So I'll use those. We do this a lot. My son just started college, but when he was in high school, we were going up and getting him and then bringing him home like 3 weekends a month. So that's 6 trips up and back a month that we were doing at least. Not, you know, counting other times we would go up even. So we got to be an expert at getting through that bottleneck. So almost always I was leaving early in the morning and going up through Jersey, Cross Bronx, like I said, GW, 46, 17, and then when we come back down, we usually do 84, 684, Hutch. That usually was the best combination. So I am pulling into the train station, sir, so I'll hand it back to you and then I'll probably sign.
Bill, that sounds pretty good. Waze is something I'll definitely check out. Not that I do a whole lot of traveling, but I do like to go upstate once in a while. And, once I get up out of the tri-state area, it's no problem. The GPS I have is a little bit old, but it works fine. So I'll definitely check out Waze, and can't wait for the next time that I get to go upstate. It's great up there. Anyway, 73, thanks for the conversation, and this is AC2LA, and I'll be clear.
AC2LA from W2ABG. Have a safe drive, and maybe we'll catch you again. 73, we are out of here and into the city.
73.
Downstairs, I heard you come on, but I was just walking out the door, so I figured after I got in the car, I'd give you a call and see if you're still around.
Oh, yeah, I'm, you know, stuck in traffic on the daily commute here.
interesting skies. You can see the front is moving through. It's like beautiful blue sky to the west, and we're still covered with clouds out here in the east.
Omaha, it's going to be by noontime. Point noon, around 1 o'clock. It's going to be that clear or what?
Did you get up Friday at all?
I didn't get a chance. That's why I wanted to change it. I ran the traffic getting over there, and I just made a 180. It was so busy. It's about 3 o'clock. I didn't want to get down there and get back at 7.
Yeah, unfortunately, you'd hit the traffic the other way, too. So, yeah, well, this looks like it's shaping up nicely. It's supposed to be really warm today, too, like mid-60s. there might be something to this global warming, that's for sure.
I just wonder what the winds will be like. That's what I'm going to wonder about. Call about 12 o'clock and see what the winds of loss look like.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's supposed to be rather windy still through most of the day. But it was interesting. I was monitoring aircraft radio yesterday morning, and there was a pilot at Republic who was saying, you know, I lost visibility at like 5,000 feet, got it back at 7,000 feet, lost it again. It was very layered yesterday. It was very weird. I was surprised that it sounded like he was a private pilot. Does anyone know if he could do some touch and goes? So it was kind of like, all right, what are you doing up in this mess?
Yeah, it wasn't a bargain yesterday. I'm going to find out what the winds are. It's less than 17 knots. It's more than, it's 17 knots. It's a little hard to put that thing down.
Oh, I hated crosswind landings and crabbing. It was not my fun thing to do. I managed it, but never enjoyed it.
Yeah, because run it before you get up over the top, and you have to do the hard rudder, straighten it out, and hope it drops in.
Yeah, I just always felt there's something wrong about such an angle. You know, you're like 10, 15 degrees off center of the runway, and you just hope that you don't get sudden lift, and then you're in trouble. But, I don't know. Like I said, someday I'll go and finish.
Yeah, well, it's one thing, once you start, you do want to finish, that's for sure. I remember doing a lot of crosswind landings on the West Coast and everything. If you have enough room, you know, to work with, so if you're getting into a tight airfield, then you may have to go around and shoot again if you just don't feel comfortable.
I was flying up a Middletown. It's not a very wide runway. It's definitely just for private planes. But when I came back from school, and I started taking lessons over at Islip, it was a lot better.
Islip is a pretty large operation. You know, as far as that goes. Let me grab a paper a second. How many hours do you have, by the way?
38.
Not bad. 40 is the minimum for private, and it's all good up to today.
Yeah, but I would definitely need a lot of refreshing. And not to mention the test is probably all different than when I took it.
Yeah, I've been studying for that. It is different. When I took it years ago, it didn't have half the stuff on they have now. Now it's a real complex exam. There's so much more to look into, airspace and everything else. They made it very hard. And they charge a buck and a half to take the test.
Wow. Damn, I mean, I had that mechanical vector analyzer, you know, that to figure out the headings and so forth, and it was always, I think, Plano or wherever that map was that they used for the test. So I'm sure that's been replaced with more updated electronic devices.
Oh, yeah, now they have a calculator, the electronic E6B. But I'll tell you, I'm going to try to use an E6B for crosswind coordination. For one reason, the battery goes bad on your electronic calculator, you're not familiar with using an E6B, you know, for doing your wind calculations, it's going to be a little bit of a problem. Hold on, I'll be right back.
T2, YSK, standing by.
Okay, Jay, I'm back. Yeah, that's what you were thinking of, the E6B.
Yeah, that was the metal thing with the sleeve and the
like the translucent plastic that you would do it with pencil. Yeah. So I did sell that when I got rid of all my books way back in the late 70s. But the only thing that probably hasn't changed is meteorology, and that part I was good at. That probably, I don't even know if that's still part of the test anymore.
Reading the weather maps, that's the part I hate. I've been trying to memorize the symbols, you know, the lines, how many knots the wind is coming from when you read the map. That's the part I'm having one of the harder times on. It bothers me because, I don't know, I retained all this information much better in my, you know, 25 and 30s than my 60s.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It does get harder, but, wow, that front is definitely moving through quickly here. I'm only at exit 43, but the blue sky is almost above me, so I guess this is what's left of the remnants that destroyed that Chicago, Illinois area. That was pretty bad. A friend of mine who's a ham out in Illinois, his whole town was without power from the storm yesterday till this morning.
Saw what's happening on the news. That's terrible. So we've had so many different disasters over the last couple of years. It's really scary.
Well, yeah. I mean, we usually don't get tornadoes up in Chicago, per se. I mean, usually that's pretty safe. Much less even get them on Long Island, but we've had them here. So, two more exits. And the way this traffic is creeping, I'll probably be there by 20 after. Oh, well. So, did you do anything? Did you ever go in to see that show? By the way, Big Fish is closing, so it's good that you didn't. It, like I said, it wasn't worth it.
No, we went to another show. Well, we saw you on the Island Fiddler, which was very good. And we're going to get the tickets for all the most popular show on Broadway, and they're still charging a fortune for it.
Yeah, you were asking about Book of Mormon. Definitely, if you get a chance, see that. It's really fabulous.
That's it. That's the one I want to see. A lot of people I know have seen it, and I'm just waiting to see if we get a hold of a matinee. But I don't care if we sit all the way up in the balcony, you know, because the sound systems in these places is great anyway.
Balcony seats would not be bad. It's not a huge theater, so you'd be fine. But definitely that's one you don't want to miss. Like I said, I was very disappointed with Big Fish. Evidently, so were the critics, and so the audience, because it's closing, I think, in a couple of weeks. So, they gave it a shot, you know? But it just was not... The movie was better. I don't know if you ever saw the movie. The movie was definitely a little weird, a little dark, but interesting.
I did see the movie, Jay. I did see the movie. It was interesting. I could say that. What about the circus, and so on and so forth. Very different type of movie. I am going to go in here and grab something. Don't work too hard today. I'm going to see what's going on. I got a few projects, but I'm not worried. If I knock them all out, I don't knock them out. I don't really care. It gets done anyway. I was up there inside this morning. I was able to finish off a little project. And I was up at the dinosaur over the weekend. I had to pull down some of the equipment. Our microwave was acting up, which I haven't gotten back on. One of my receivers died. And luckily, I keep instrumentation, all the tools and everything up at the site. It's all secure. But I have to take other things down. It's a little different situation. If I'd have to drag up the tools, the monitors, and everything else, I'd go crazy.
Gotcha. All right, now listen, I'll let you go. You have a great day. Maybe I'll catch you later during the day. And if you go up flying, be safe and enjoy. KC2YSK, I'll be clear. 73.
KC2YSK, KC2YSK.
Charlie. Yeah, it's been a while. I have been coming down to Long Island, but My wife's been with me, so she's been keeping me occupied in the vehicle, so I don't get on the radio when she comes down with me, but she decided to stay home. Well, she had to stay home this trip. My youngest is going to Amsterdam, and somebody had to watch the animals while he's gone, so that's why I'm playing a little 2 meter this morning.
That's right, you come down from Connecticut, if I recall.
Actually, Southeast Mass. Southeast Mass.
Oh, okay. Maybe last time we spoke, you were passing through Connecticut at the time. So you're down for the week, probably, or close to it?
Yeah, we'll be down for the whole week. I'll check into the hotel. I stay out in Hicksville during the week. So, actually, I'm in heading to Long Island City right now, probably about 10 minutes from Long Island City. I had to stop in the Bronx first thing this morning, and now I'm off to see a couple of people in Long Island City. Then I got to go come back to Corona, and then head over to Flushing. I actually have a pretty easy day this morning, as long as the traffic starts moving a little better.
Good luck of luck with that thought there, Mike. Doesn't happen too often here. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm about a minute from touchdown, so I work in Westbury on Jericho and Post, where they kind of intersect, so I know the area. But I'm about a minute from getting into my office, so I'm not going to be around very long. But good hearing you again, and hope you have a good day, and maybe I'll try to catch you later. I'll be back on around 4. KC2YSK, I got to say 7-3 for now.
Yeah, good enough, Jay. Not an issue. I heard you and Hal chatting away. I just didn't want to break any cues, though. So. 73, always a pleasure, and I'm sure we'll be talking in some post during the week. KC2YSK, W1MCC, clear. 73.
QESY, this is Andy. Jay, have a moment? KD2ESY, Jay, you have a moment? KB2EFY, monitor.
KB2EFY, the call here is W1MCC. Good morning. Name is Mike. How are you today?
Good. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for coming back. This is Andy. I was hoping to get a quick question out of Jay. He sent me a file for a Baofeng HT, and it's had a little trouble loading it into the handheld.
KC2YSK. Hey, good morning, Andy. It's Jay. I'm sitting in the parking lot, but I heard you come over. Come on.
Thanks, Jay. I thought you signed off already. Thank you very much. The file, thank you very much for sending. I downloaded my computer. I was able to bring from an XML, excuse me. Put a copy and paste it into the Baofeng.
Let me just answer you because you're kind of broken up here, but that was an Excel spreadsheet. The Baofeng software won't take it, but Chirp will. And like I said, if you download Chirp, which is free, I can actually send you the Chirp version of that file, and that will upload into the Baofeng UV5R without a problem. I don't know if that answers your question, but drop me an email. I'm in the office, or I will be as soon as I hang up here. Over to you. Sorry, Mike.